Reformed Church.
Jesus said that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father not give good to those who ask Him? And, you know, there's just this baseline thing. Before you even get into any further, like, doctrine and what Jesus provided and is it included in the atonement and all that stuff, there is just this baseline understanding that we just know that, like, if our parents ever raised us and ever withheld health or well-being from us, we know that that would change our perception of them, and not in a good way, right? In fact, any parent that their version of taking care of their kid was to not make them better if they were sick, or at least not try to make them better, we would say is a bad parent, and we'd have the right to say that. And I know that a lot of people that don't believe in healing, in fact, let me rephrase this, every Christian believes in healing. They just believe that God can heal, they just don't believe it's for everybody, or it's not included in the atonement, okay? But truthfully, I think it's actually like a worse thing for us to believe that God can heal and just doesn't heal everybody than if, say, a Christian were to believe somehow they believe that God couldn't heal. Even if you take just from a parental perspective, there are parents right now that don't believe in God. And in their worldview, there is no God, there is no help. They just have to take care of their kids themselves. And there are hospitals that are devoted for, you know, childhood cancer and things like that. And there are parents that want their kid well, but in their own power can't make their kid well. And we don't blame that parent for that, right? We don't blame that parent like the parent made them sick or something like that. Because if a parent can't do something, it kind of makes sense. But that's where I come in, that I, for our perception of God, it really, I don't think we fully understand that when a Christian believes that God can heal, right, and yet for some reason in God's plan, clearly He doesn't, that's really worse for our hearts than to believe that He couldn't heal, say, for instance, because if a parent could heal and just doesn't for some greater purpose, I don't think there's a person on earth, and maybe there is, but most people on earth, if they saw a parent that could do something about their child's well-being and didn't do it, my point with all this, there's a lot of scripture I could get into to prove healing. We can go to Isaiah 53, and it talks about that Jesus was a man of sickness, and He was acquainted with pain, and how by His stripes, by His wounds, we are healed. And if you read that in context with Matthew chapter 8, there is, and by the way, Isaiah 53 that I just quoted, that's if you read a literal translation, that's exactly what it says. But you know that interpretation is correct, because you read Matthew chapter 8, it quotes Isaiah 53, and it quotes it as referring to physical healing. And so you can read that on your own time. And I can get into the doctrine of it. And we can talk about, you know, in Psalms 103 that He heals all your diseases. We could go to Proverbs 4 and talk about how the Word of God is health to all your flesh. And I can go into all of that, right? But even before you get there, I'm not saying we don't have to get there. I'm not going to get there today. But even before you get to all of that, just like as a Christian, right, just to know, every Christian knows that God loves them. Every Christian knows that. And we see that in Jesus, because we see how He was self-sacrificial and prioritized, humbled Himself to prioritize our well-being over His. But to think, though, to think that, and then for a Christian to say, you know, at least for a Christian to be opposed to being open to maybe healing was included in the atonement, maybe Jesus took wounds so that by those wounds I could be healed, you know what? It doesn't really make a lot of sense to not entertain that, especially when you have scripture that says that. But then even just from a baseline, like, we know the character of God somewhat. Every Christian knows that. Every Christian knows that God is love. And every Christian knows that Jesus was willing on the cross to take hurt for us. Regardless of whether you even believe healing was included in the atonement, you believe in the character of God, that it's in the character of God to put Himself through hurt, so that you don't have to be. And that God, is it that hard to believe, to open our hearts up to the fact that God just might want you to prosper, and He might want you to be in health even as your soul prospers? Like, is it, and I just, Some people that I'm sure I'm talking to right now are not hard-hearted. They may have just never heard it presented a certain way. But there are also Christians that I think have hardened their heart towards something because they've heard it taught wrong before, or they've been to a church before that gave them a wrong impression, and all of a sudden the baby goes out with the bathwater. It's like you get a wrong impression from one church, and then now all of a sudden, if you hear anyone say something about healing or whatever it is, you just throw the whole thing out. But let's leave pastors aside. Let's leave preachers aside. Let's leave our preconceived ideas. Let's just talk about you and God right now. Is it that hard to believe that Jesus might have come that long, made that long of a trip to not just save you? Like if he had such a priority to save you from discomfort in the afterlife, because that's the only problem with hell, right? It's really, really uncomfortable. It's tormenting. And if he thought your comfort was that important to him, to save you from discomfort in the afterlife, why is it that hard to think that he might not want you to die and be sick now? Like, I'm just appealing to Christians who know the character of God to some extent already. And like I said, I could get into the scripture, but I'm sure a lot of Christians have heard those scriptures, maybe taught wrong before. But just to appeal to somebody and be like, you know God at least a little bit, right? Like, everybody knows, every Christian knows God at least a little bit. And like, is it that hard to think that? Like, we wouldn't put it past our parents. If you have a good parent, you wouldn't put it past them to say they want their kid to be healthy. If you ask a parent, they even have that question where people say, you know, when someone's having a baby, you want a boy or a girl, and they say, as long as it's healthy. Like, unsaved people say that. And to think that we would put it past God to maybe he provided that in the atonement, maybe that's something that Jesus came and died for. That to me is, it's not even a leap. I think it's a leap to say anything else. And then once you kind of get that into your mind, you can say, now let's get into the scripture that actually shows that Romans 8 says that God wants to give life to your mortal body. That's talking about healing, if I had more time to explain that. And again, the scriptures that I just mentioned from Isaiah 53, 1 Peter 2:24, again, Psalms 103, he heals all your diseases. Again, 3 John 1:2, that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The biggest thing with people, I think, is that people just look around. And, you know, people will say, you know, they see tragedy happen. And Christians will just ask God, and they'll say, you know, I don't know why this happened, this tragedy happened, but, you know, I still believe in the Lord. And it confuses them. But first point I want to make, and I'm just about done right here, but just the first point I want to make on that is when someone says, you know, I'm confused. I don't know why God would let so-and-so die. I don't know why. There's a whole lot to say about that. But you know what that shows me at the very least? It shows that you know the character of God to some extent, otherwise you wouldn't be confused about it. If you thought God was a tyrant, you wouldn't be confused about why did he let so-and-so die. You know some of the character of God, but the thing is, it doesn't have to be confusing. Because as we just read, or just quoted, 3 John 1:2, that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. You see, people are not as healthy as God wants them to be. What you're seeing in the earth is not a reflection of God, what God wants. It's a reflection of what we know about Jesus. We need to know, for God's grace, according to 2 Peter 1, for God's grace to be multiplied in our life, to be manifest in our life, we have to understand it. Most Christians don't know the depth of what Jesus did for them, which is, of course, why they can't receive it in their life. But I will say, to be confused at least about why did so-and-so die, or why is so-and-so sick, why is God letting this happen? Well, he's not really letting it happen. Jesus provided it by his stripes, but we need to know it in order to receive it. Our soul needs to prosper. Our mind needs to prosper in the truth in order to release these things into our life. But the fact that you'd even question why did God let that happen at least shows me you think something of the love of God, that doesn't make sense to you with the character of God. But like, listen, if that's you, right, and you're just like, why, God? Like, shouldn't you be open? Like, you believe in the character of God enough to question the sickness. So good, okay, we're there. But take it the rest of the way. And if you think God letting sickness happen to one of his children doesn't make sense with his character, like, I'm with you and scripture is with you. But keep going, and eventually don't say, well, why, God? And then let a pastor tell you, well, we just don't know why. No, we know exactly why. We know exactly why. Because Jesus provided it at the cross. And just like with salvation, Jesus saved everybody on the cross, but you need to put faith in that atonement to receive it, right? People don't go walk around this earth unsaved because God doesn't want them saved. Every Christian knows this. Most Christians know this. People walk around the world unsaved because they don't know about the salvation Jesus provided. It's the exact same way with healing or anything else in our Christian life, according to Colossians 2:6. It's the exact same way. Is that the same way you got saved, you had to put faith in it to receive it? So even as believers, we need to put faith and grow in our understanding of what Jesus provided by his stripes in order to walk in the healing that it provides us, that it affords us. So I would just want to present that to you. Like I said, today was not, just because I only had a few minutes, I didn't necessarily think like I wanted to get into all just the scripture on the basics. I already gave you a bunch of scripture for it, but the main thrust here was to just appeal to someone who is like, you know, asking why or something like that. And I will say, a Christian may say, you know, I see tragedy, God, and they may be pushing through life. I see these things, but Lord, I still believe in you. I still believe in your goodness. I still believe in your grace. I don't know why these things happen. And you know what? I've heard songs that are like that. I've heard preaching that's like that. But you know what's wrong with that, though? Is that it's the presentation with that is really like, I'm believing. I'm still faithful to God, even though I don't understand what he's doing in my life. And you know what a message like that does, or when you say that? It highlights your faithfulness to God, but not God's faithfulness to you. I've heard songs like that. And you know what I left when I was younger? You know what I left with after hearing a song like that? Wow, so-and-so is so faithful to God. I didn't leave with, wow, God is so awesome to this person. I left, this person is so awesome to God. They still believe in God, even though they don't understand. That should not be. Our version of the gospel should not be highlighting our faithfulness to God despite what we don't understand that he's doing. It should be the entire opposite. It should be, Lord, this thing happened, but I highlight your faithfulness, and I know, Lord, that you provided this. Even if I'm not receiving it, I believe you provided it. You know what that does? It highlights God's faithfulness and shows that if anyone's wrong here, I'm wrong, not God. I would leave you with that. If somebody gets sick or a tragedy happens, we should know enough of the love of God to say, you know what, Lord, it's probably something I'm missing and not something, and this tragedy is probably not something you're doing. And I know that makes a little sense to every believer, because otherwise you wouldn't even question why sickness, why this, why death, why tragedy in the world. We have plenty of material online about healing, resurrection, all this stuff. It's all online. You can go to our reformchurch.com and see all of that. But I have to believe that there are so many Christians that even if you don't believe in healing and that kind of thing right now, that what I'm telling you doesn't make some sense. I mean, like, I don't know how that doesn't make some sense. When people ask why all the tragedy in the world, how is it if God is love and we can see that through the cross? How is it that that doesn't maybe make sense to us, that we wouldn't, like, seriously entertain that? That maybe tragedy in the world is because we're missing something and not because God is willing it? Same thing with salvation. Maybe someone's not saved because they're missing something, some kind of knowledge, and maybe they're perishing for lack of knowledge, and maybe it's not because God wants them to be unsaved. Maybe people are sick because maybe they're missing something. Maybe they're a good Christian, but maybe they're missing something. Maybe they're well-intended, but maybe they're missing something. And maybe it's not actually God wanting his kids to be sick. Maybe it's not really that, because that shouldn't make sense to anybody. Maybe I'm missing something, and maybe I just need to know what I don't know. And if my soul prospers in the truth, maybe I'm going to end up walking in health because God already wants me to walk in health. That should just make sense. It should just make sense. I hope that appeals to somebody and says, yeah, you know what? I'm done being prejudiced against healing and the gifts of the Spirit and stuff like that. I'm done being prejudiced about it because I'm not going to go by what I've heard before. I just want to go off. I know the character of God to some extent, and this just makes sense with the character of God. So I'm going to start seeking it and see what Scripture says about it. And you can start with the verses that I just gave in this message to.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give.
Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.